It may put you to sleep, and it may want you make you want to kill yourself, but we'll give you something. I seem to be doing pretty well just having vocal diarrhea right now. I'm just rambling on about nothing.
You're keeping it's up
a, it sounds like a big fatty show.
Oh.
No!
No. What? No.
Now, I went to the horror the other night.
So I think a bunch of people were text messaging me telling me that they can hear us.
And my most recent gentleman caller came over and had the puppet show.
Oh, I don't ever want to experience a puppet show.
Or see a puppet show.
I don't, yeah.
I don't want to be on either end of a puppet show, mm-mm, for that matter.
Julian.
I warned him. God damn it, I warned him. He got a shoe that time. Now I only have one flip-flop. God damn it.
Well, maybe he'll be a smart dog and come retrieve it for you.
Now he'll probably go eat it. Because he's hungry. Oh, good.
All right, so we're going to just try this out.
All right, folks.
And we'll let you know if the website comes back up.
My apologies that the chat room's not working. It's beyond our control, but stick with us, and maybe we'll entertain you a little bit. Maybe you can talk to each other on the Twitty.
What can you do?
In lieu of the widget mibbit rabbit
thingy
chat room.
Well, all right, so we're going to try this.
Okay.
It's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
My ass is not big and ragged out.
The Sistine Chapel in this bitch.
That hallway has an echo.
And here's your host, Ricky. And probably Julian.
And blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
Today is Sunday, May 16th.
2010.
Well, we've had an adventurous day so far already.
Everything we've tried to do has turned to shit.
Pretty much. That's what, 2 weekends in a row for you at least, right? Was that last weekend too?
No, that was 2 weekends ago.
Oh, okay.
But
so
yesterday, or last weekend, was interrupted by Mother's Day, so might as well say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and we actually started the show before this one, and we had less time to get together.
Yeah, I know.
So, sorry we're late. Sorry the website's
well,
down.
Well, we're not late due to anything we did this time.
Right.
Usually the chat room works, and for some reason it's not. Although, I'm not bad-mouthing anything, because I do like this chat room much better when
than
it's
the
working.
Old one.
Yes.
Yes. And, well, apparently, there's a whole new change coming to the Pride 48 website. I don't know about the chat portion.
So, but is it like a gender reassignment kind of change, or...
Yeah, do you think it'd be male to female or female to male?
It looks kind of gay male right now.
Uh-huh.
So I would say it's probably going to be changing to lesbian female. Instead of that colorful circles in the background, it'll be plaid or flannel.
Oh, yeah, of course. Or like, what's another color they wear? Like their leather colors, like hush puppy color. You know, like that
The
tan.
Birkenstock.
Yeah.
Doc Martens.
I had a pair of Doc Martens when I was in high school. Is it working?
It asked me to choose a nickname. Let's see. Julian.
Oh, yay, there it goes.
So, if you're listening live, try your chat room again. I think it may be working now. Connecting to server. Let's see if this works.
Wow, this is so fun.
Stick with us, folks.
Yes, please.
We're more entertaining than Sarah Palin, which is not
the audio just cut out. Oops, now it's back. No, it's still working. Wes Stone says kablooey.
Kablooey.
I
could broadcast on the toilet and be funnier than him. Don't talk to me about that, Miss Wes.
Variable Virgo said the curse of the shitstorm. For the record, the chat room was working a few minutes ago. Yeah, well, it's taking forever for us to log in for some
reason. Well, you know what? I can't help it, goddammit. I do the best I can. I come here, I have a headache, I have a neck ache, my neck is sore.
Your neck, your back, your pussy,
and
your and
my
crack.
I didn't say rotten.
No, I did.
Yeah, we'll get to that shortly.
We need your yeast. We were... This is so funny, you guys. Julian and I went to Walmart the other night, and we were shaving cream.
Shaving cream, but happened to be right at the end of that.
Did it work?
That aisle happened to be the vaginal care aisle,
and condoms and stuff like that,
and lube or personal moisturizing devices.
Yeah,
but anyway. We saw the Vagisil
card thingy.
Yeah, testing kit.
Because not always if your vagina is itchy is a yeast infection.
So, of course, we picked it up and looked at the back and laughed like little 5-year-old girls. Well, actually, 13-year-old boys. But
right. Okay, we're in the room.
We're the room. The room's a-going, and the show's a-going. And swear to God, if any of y'all say this is a shit storm or it's our fault, I'm packing up and going home.
But you are home.
Okay, I'm packing up and going to my bedroom and lay down.
Oh. So what are you going to pack?
Up this microphone.
Connor says,
And my headphones and go. So, anyway.
So, today we tried to get our t-shirts made for Gay Days.
And unbeknownst to me and Ricky, I guess, the t-shirt store had moved to a different mall.
Right.
On the other side of town.
So we knew, well, the mall didn't open until 12, so we knew that we had to be back here by 3, so we weren't able to get our shirts made today. But I do want to say, I want to give a big thank you
to La 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 Lauren.
Right. She designed our shirts for us, and we can't wait to wear them on Saturday.
We're not going to give away all of.
Excuse me. Oh, what I have to eat? Oh, tuna.
Ew.
Ugh.
Now it smells like stink. The Faroe Islands in here.
Oh, Kim Beaver.
We're not going to give away
our design,
or everything that goes along with it. But just to let you know that you will see it at Gay Days, or you'll see the pictures after Gay Days.
Yes, and you'll love it. So we tried that, and then today I noticed, actually a couple days ago, I noticed that I had a hairline.
I was going to say that you started itching and burning in your lady bits.
No, I'm sorry. The only itching that would come from the lady bits is shaving.
Don't you hate that?
I fucking hate that shit.
You ever get ingrown hairs after you...
Yes, that sucks too.
That sucks real bad.
I try to leave it alone, but when you're like,
well, sometimes it's you not don't so pretty. You don't have a choice but to like do self operation to make it.
That's so nasty too.
It is, but it's better than going to the doctor and saying, "I have this weird lump / itch on my."
That's pus filled.
Yeah, can. Well, then the doctor says, well, we're going to have to test for every STD there is. So open your mouth, open your ass, and open your urethra.
Ow.
And, yeah, we'll take samples of all three.
I can't say I've ever had razor burn veritable Virgo because I keep it pretty, you know, moist with the lotion or the shaving cream or whatever. So I've never really had that problem.
It rubs the lotion on its scrotum. Or else it gets the fist again.
Oh, not the fist. Ouchies. Okay, so any moment my mouse may stop working because it keeps telling me that I need the batteries in it.
Just change mouth to mouse or mouse to mouth and it'll sound like every trick
that
you have.
That joke probably would have been funny if you didn't have to correct yourself. Sorry.
It was still funny.
Hey, Lila.
So anyway,
I noticed that there was a hairline fracture in my iPhone down where you plug it into the port. So I took it back to the Apple store and I was like, this fracture keeps getting bigger. First of all,
you walked in the Apple store and immediately went up to the big, beefy, bald head, goatee, rough-looking guy with the eyebrow piercing. Yeah.
I passed like 5 other employees to him.
Went right up to him.
Yeah. Which, I'm sorry, he was kind of hot-looking. He had really dark hair, like black hair, and had these really blue eyes. I was like, hey.
I have a problem with my
iPhone. It doesn't have a scrotum on it.
My bottom port. Could you look at my bottom port?
The hairline fracture needs to be a bigger fracture. So anyway, I took it in there, and the only thing I hate about Apple Store is they require you to make an appointment. So he's like, okay, well, let me put an appointment in for you. And it wasn't until like 5:15. And I was like, oh, I can't do that because I live in Lakeland and I have to be back by 3. And he goes, well, let me see what we can do for you. And I was like, you do that.
Well, you didn't see when we come back to find you, to look for you, that same guy was helping the skankiest dressed, bleach blondest.
Was it with the iBooks?
Skanky, or the iPad.
iPad?
Yeah.
She was there.
And I'm like, figures he would be going up to her. Ugh. Because that was the skankiest bitch that I've ever seen in my life. Just saying.
So anyway, they replaced my phone for me.
That's a wonderful. Speaking of skanky bitches, why don't you tell us about Friday night?
Friday night, I went to the bar and came home the next day.
Uh-huh. That's not going to cut it.
That's all that happened.
So what, you slept under a bridge somewhere?
Yeah, that's what I did. I slept under a bridge with a homeless person.
Oh, so that tweet about being a bad, bad boy?
Was because I was being daring and I slept under a bridge. No, so what happened was, I was meeting a friend of mine named David up at the bar.
Is this the David I know?
Not that David, but the David at the bar. Remember when we walked in, you're like, I know who likes the big boys.
Oh, yeah, David. Yeah. Okay.
So we've been talking back and forth or whatever.
Okay.
And so I went up there to meet him, and then a different friend of mine text messaged me and asked me, what are you doing?
Oh, one of your regulars?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I said, well, I'm getting ready to go to the bar, so, you know, I'll talk to you later, you know, because I wasn't really looking to take anybody with me. So he was like, oh, well, you should, you know, stop by and come pick me up and, you know, we'll go over there together and then we'll come back to my place afterwards. And I was like, okay. So, well, first I had to drive down to Mulberry on Shepherd Road to pick him up.
Oh, Lord.
But his house.
Is it actually his house and not his parents' house?
No. He is a parent.
Oh. Okay. Wow. Is he married?
No. At one time he was, okay. Yes. But his children live with him.
But he's single.
Yeah. Well, that's later on in the story.
Gotcha.
So I go to pick him up, and the house is huge. It's a two-story house. It's just built. It's really fucking nice. And so he's getting changed or whatever, and so I go to the bathroom, and I see that there's,
two toothbrushes?
Well, not just that, but makeup, and, like, I saw a wig.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, I know he's not a drag queen, so what's up with this? So, and when I saw him, he had a scratch on his face, like from here to like here, just like a fingernail scratch.
Ew.
And I was like, I don't know what's going on with that. So on the way there, he tells me that him and his girlfriend had just gotten in a huge fight.
And he wanted some penicillin.
I don't know about that, but well, at that time, but he had her sent to jail.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she went to jail.
Oh,
for real.
My God.
So, we went up to the bar, and that's I started drinking.
So, did you still talk to David that night?
Yeah, he was there.
Okay.
We all hung out and talked, and people watched. There was a lot of people there, actually, for Friday, compared to the last time I went there when there was like 3 people. When the owner, I told you about the owner.
Yeah,
say anything to me.
I was going to ask, what the hell did you break in the bathroom?
I didn't break anything.
Well, no, I was going to wonder if he said anything about.
Oh, no, he didn't. Well,
let me go on a little tangent there, but first of all, I'm pretty sure it's against the law to have cameras in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And second of all, I know you better than to go into a public place and be breaking shit in a bathroom.
Right.
So
yeah,
that's bullshit.
So, which I think it was Trucker Mike that did it, but Trucker Mike was super drunk.
Well,
so.
And another thing.
Why not talk to him instead of going through me?
And why make up shit about having cameras in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Because nobody with two brain cells to rub together is going to believe that.
Right.
Unless you're a fucking perv and it's against the law.
Right. Oh. I want to pick up the doggie. Oh!
Don't kill her. So anyway, back to your story. You just got to the bar.
Yeah, we got to the bar and then Joe started buying drinks.
Oh, were you supposed to say his name?
It doesn't matter. He doesn't listen. And on the recorded, well, we're not going to release this anyway, so it doesn't matter. It's just a live show. It is being recorded. I don't know if it's going to be up.
Released.
So we're buying drinks, and I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I got to stop because, you know, driving.
You were getting a little drunksies?
Yeah, and I was driving, and so I was like, so I started drinking water between my drinks. And, okay, if I've ordered three waters out of the same glass and I set it down to talk to someone, does that mean pick up the cup and throw it away to the bartender?
Of course, because
waste another plastic glass.
Yeah, you're obviously done at that point.
Right. So I had to keep asking for water, like from it with another cup. And I'm like, dude, just keep it right here. It's fine.
Oh, my God.
So,
speaking of people with not two brain cells to rub together.
So, you know, we danced a little bit and, you know, now that I've lost like this 35 pounds, there were people there that were like, wow. 37.
Know.
Yeah. 37 now. Yes. 37 pounds.
Okay.
People like were talking to me and they're like, oh, you lost a lot of weight and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, yeah. So then, we decide we're going to go home. So we go to Joe's house.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
And well, that's what I thought was going to happen. But when we got there, his son was home with his like 12 friends.
How old is the son?
20.
Okay.
And then some of the people there.
You got banged by the 20-year-old son and his 12 friends?
No.
Oh. Well, that would
God,
have,
you got super excited.
That would have been a much better story. No wonder it took you to 10 o'clock the next morning.
Thank you, everyone, for the congrats on the weight loss. It's been hard, but actually, I'm getting used to the exercise. The hard part is the food.
Fuck the exercise. I want to hear...
Sorry, I'm trying to keep up with people in the room.
I know, but go ahead.
You know, all three of them.
Mm-hmm.
So can you Twitter that we're on live right now on Pride 48?
Yes, of course I will.
So we get back to the house and they're all drinking and I had some more alcohol and then I started to get like really drunk. So, I went to the master bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Joe was like hanging out with his kid and their friends and, well, one of the friends of his son, that's it.
So what, you're laying in the bedroom and one of the friends comes in?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like the same age as the son? Around the same age?
Mm-hmm. A year younger.
So a 19-year-old. Wow.
And then that's it.
So, and this lasted all night long?
No, not all night, but I had to sleep. So I was like, okay, I gotta go to bed.
Wow. So
it was very unexpected.
So what did your friend that you went to the bar do?
Doesn't know that happened.
Oh, so he like went in his own bedroom and went to nighty night.
Well, he was outside talking to his son's friends when all this happened, so he has no idea what happened.
So it didn't take that long?
Well, like 30, 40 minutes. But they were all out there drinking and playing pool and stuff. So, I totally was not expecting it. Wow. I did not ask for that. I was not there for that. But whatever.
So did y'all like exchange names and numbers and whatnot, or was it just a one time?
Oh, it's a one time thing.
Flam bam. Thank you, Sam.
No 19-year-olds. Seriously, well, no.
Oh, I figured you might at least just do it just to pacify him. Since, you know,
Well,
that young do need a pacifier.
he did want my number,
but
so I gave him the Foul Monkey's number.
Well, maybe we'll be getting some interesting voicemails. You are a dirty whore.
And well, I was there for Joe.
And the thing is, so
Joe didn't do it because his son was there. He felt weird. That's what he said.
Okay, the tweets that you did about being bad was before all this happened. Right. So I'm sure as the boy is undoing his pants, you're not tweeting, "I'm about to be a bad boy."
No. Some of it was before when I was at the bar.
So you had expected that you and Joe would do something.
Because that was the plan.
Okay.
But that plan didn't work out, so I took plan B.
Wow. And by B, you mean underage boy.
Brad.
Boy. Wow.
And no, my lady parts are not sore because of that. Thank you very much.
His lady parts are sore from the trick he had Tuesday.
We are on a live show right now.
Uh-huh. That one's for the hemorrhoids.
Oh. Okay, well, we're going to start sending on surprise stories on live shows now?
Like the hemorrhoids?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Or maybe other things?
Mm. So, anyway, Turnabout is fair play.
How long have we been recording?
I don't know. Speaking of young boys... I hear there's an update with your 24 minutes. Here there's an update with your gym secret admirer.
Oh, my God. Okay, just in case people don't know this, I go to a gym, and there has been this boy that's probably, I would say, anywhere from 12 to 14.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been, like, looking at me, like, weird. Kind of, like, lustfully or interested.
Longingly?
Yeah, like, oh, I'm going to have that kind of thing,
which is
weird.
You make his loins quiver?
I don't know what that's going on, but... So, all right, now his whole family is there, like his mom, his dad,
which makes it even that much creepier.
Right, so I go into the steam room, and the dad and the boy is in there.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm sitting as far away
so
that I can.
So both the dad and the boy are in the steam room?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the steam starts to come in, and the dad was like, "Oh, it's getting too hot for me." So he left.
Mm.
And then this boy decides to move from the complete opposite side of where I was sitting to in front of me. Because it's like a bleacher thing. It's like three
tiered.
Yeah, like tiered seating. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to lay my head back and put my leg over here so that...
He'll have easy access.
No, not at all. Wasn't even thinking of it.
If I close my eyes and don't know it's a 13-year-old boy, then it's not illegal.
Gross, no.
Well,
so I'm sitting there and I have my eyes closed and I'm just thinking and I'm praying, please, I hope he's not looking at me, you know, just...
Mm-hmm.
Well, all of a sudden, I feel a hand on my leg, rubbing my leg.
Mm.
And I was like, okay, I'm out of here. But now I don't know what to do because I don't want this kid, like,
well,
you know,
I think
I don't know what to do.
I think I know how you find out. You ask yourself, WWRD, what would Rodan do? Because if anybody...
Rodan would know.
If anybody has the answers as to what to do with 13-year-old boys...
Rodan, who sits outside middle schools and waits for them.
Yes, pretty much. So, that's my advice.
Did the chat room stop working?
I don't know, but nothing's happened in the last 10 minutes.
That's weird.
I know.
My phone's still...
Yeah, so I don't think the chat room's working any longer.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well.
Maybe we need to refresh
that. I hope you guys are still listening.
But, so now I'm like... I mean, I can't be like up to the parents and be like, oh, yo, you know what? Your kid's sexually harassing me.
And if you say anything to the kid...
He could misconstrue it and make it up, come, you know...
Like, oh, that guy's trying to pick me up and come on to me and then I'll have you arrested for molestation.
Right.
So that's a hard nut to crack, so to say.
That's not funny, Julian.
Yeah, it is, because it's not happening to me.
how dare you? Let's do some emails and voicemail, or emails and voicemails real quick before we go.
Well, for the first half, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, do we really even have to break it up since we're not releasing it?
We'll do it, just in case we save it for like a DVD or something.
Okay.
I forgot to mention this last time, but our listener, Nanad.
Oh, yeah.
Who is living in... Where is he living now?
Attractiveville?
Yeah, apparently, yes. Where is he from? He's in Denmark or somewhere, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Sweet. Can you tell us where you are again? Because I
Ricky
can't
doesn't pay attention because he was too busy looking at your picture.
And we haven't marked him
and touching
on the
himself
map.
Inappropriately.
So, Nanan, please tell us again where you are so we can put you on the map. I thought we did, but I guess we didn't. Mm. Anyway, he sent us some pictures of him and his boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I know.
Fucking cute.
Yes, very much so.
So. So cute.
So.
Mm, look at that. Mm, that's hot. Let's see. Tastes like burning. Tim. I'm with you guys. Young people, as you called them, who feel the world owes them, drive me crazy. I want to kick them until they are dead. And Julian, if you imagined you were Big Fatty during the shower fart, what would follow that? Mm. Is that burps only?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, collard greens.
Are you not going to play the phone call mail intro?
Oh.
Now it's time to hear what you have to say to the Foul Monkeys. Leave a voicemail anytime at area code 206-984-3685. That's 206-984-3685.
Brought to you by Fossil Wallets.
Yeah.
He goes, oh shit, Ricky, that lotion is back in the basket where I found it. But I had to put some on my skin first. I'm scared.
Are you scared and confused?
So, thank you. Check out his podcast. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. Tastes Like Burning podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Were you going to say something?
About what?
I don't know. I just thought you were going to say something.
No.
Uh-uh. Okay. Let's see. We have a couple phone calls here. Let's download them.
Ow, my neck is really sore.
You shouldn't have been doing what you were doing.
What, riding in the car with Connor?
Mm. Last night.
I'm joking, honey.
Here's the first call.
Hey, Ricky and Julian. This is Joe from Dallas. Just calling. I just wanted to get one thing straight, and let's just be clear. Julian's ass has now become the source of his greatest pride and his greatest embarrassment on the podcast at the moment. Enjoy. And discuss.
Oh, Joe. What are we going to do with you?
We love Joe.
I know.
Don't we?
We love Joe. Especially when he sends you Ed Hardy hats.
He told me I was a bad gift receiver.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not bad. If your grandmother gave you the ugliest fucking sweater in the world, would you wear it?
No, of course not, but I wouldn't tell her.
Exactly. There is nothing wrong with being honest. I just said it's not my style.
You said it's a douchebag hat and posted a picture.
Well, Ed Hardy is a douchebag. Ed Hardy stuff is a douchebag. It's not my style.
Real quick, I want to say give Kim Beaver a early happy birthday.
I wasn't going to say that until the next one, but...
And, well, too bad.
I was going to sing. Let's sing. You want to sing happy birthday to her?
Sure.
Let's do it.
You well, ready? Before we do, mm-hmm. I want to
apologize for the song.
No, I want to say it. I would put more effort into this had I not been turned into a hideous share.
Oh, you guys have to go to KimBeaver.com and check out the latest picture she did.
Yeah, that one I will not be posting to the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook.
I will.
No, you won't, because yes, I'll remove it, and I'll remove you as an administrator.
I'll cancel the whole shit.
You can't.
Yes, I can.
You can't. I'm the main administrator.
Fuck you. All right, let's sing happy birthday to her, and then let's get out of here, and then we'll start the new part.
Okay.
Ready? Do you just want to do normal happy birthday?
Yeah.
Okay, you ready? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kim Beaver. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Yeah. Yeah, we know we'll not quit our day jobs.
We
anytime.
Have never sang happy birthday to anyone before.
No, we haven't.
You are a first, but a Faroe Island first.
We do love our Kim Beaver.
Yes, she's one of which the, is the biggest which contributors is, to the show.
Will be the only beaver I'll be loving.
Yes. You actually might touch that beaver one day.
I might.
Yes. Yeah. As soon as we get a ticket to the Faroe Islands.
And
which,
not gag.
Do they have an airport there, or do you have to go by like boat?
They probably just, you have to jump out as you go over.
Oh, like parachuting.
Yeah.
That's cool. Okay, so we're going to get out of here. Give us a call at 206-984-3685 or 863-666-0377. The last number I just gave you, you can text message, and I will text message you back.
You can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com.
Send us junk and stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33801.
Join the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook. You can also follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at JC Marple.
And you can follow me at Twitter under Foul Monkeys, or you could check me out on Facebook under Ricky Burton, which I had no idea that my profile was public until, or some of the things were public, like my photos were public.
Guru Nerdy has obviously not been joining us because we split it up into two parts. While we're doing the live show, but we still do an hour's worth of live show.
Yes, duh.
So if you're in the chat room or trying to be in the chat room.
Or listening to our feed.
Don't go anywhere because we're still here for another half
hour.
We'll
be right back.